Get Up with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
Another week done and dusted.
You know what I just realised? That says Get Up with Mike and Gia. And obviously people that listen live to the show from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m, they get up with us because that's the time people wake up.
Yes.
Imagine if you're listening to this podcast at like 4 p.m. in the afternoon and you're just getting up. You must have had a really flat day.
You said p.m. in the afternoon. I was really frustrated
did
at
I?
That. Yes, you did.
You've even flagged that with me, and I keep saying a.m. in the morning too.
It's so bad.
I'm
anyway.
Trying to be a better person.
I wanted that to be your New Year's resolution.
Well, see, I'm trying to be a better person, and I'm trying to raise money for the Cancer Council. I'm doing all the right things. I'm trying my best, okay?
Yes, you are. You are trying your best.
Well, this is the thing. So the first fundraiser is happening today, Friday the 21st of February.
Odds are, by the time that you're listening to this, the car wash has happened.
Yes. Now it's my Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer car wash.
Mm-hmm.
We let the people of Orange and the Central West decide the costumes that
yes.
we would wear while washing cars.
Yeah. I mean, there were options there. There were three options to choose from. There was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There was Buzz Lightyear and Jesse from Toy Story. And then there was also Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And pretty happy with the one they picked. I'm going to be honest. I'm excited for today. I'm very excited for today. You'll get to hear which one it is in this catch-up.
Getaway was in Orange the other day. It was a lot of fun for us to go and try and get ourselves on TV.
Yeah, well, we always try.
We tried.
Whenever there's like news stories being filmed in like Robertson Park, we'll wander through the background. And when you went to Eurovision, I sent you with a poster.
Didn't work, but I still got on TV, so I'm happy.
Well, I was on a quest to get me as well on TV. Did I pull it off in Getaway?
Yes.
You'll find out soon.
Now, also, we wanted to talk about no-nos on dating profiles.
Yeah, I came across this article and, you know, you're the single man of the show, mm-hmm. so I thought I'd better run it by you as to ones that you come across on dating profiles that make you go, ugh, no, whether that be a picture, whether that be something written in their bio specifically.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a fine line for a lot of things. You can have not enough of one thing, but then too much of the same thing.
You know,
it's a fine line. But
it's maybe why Mike's still single.
Shut up. but we had Sarah call in on 13, 12, 16, who is probably now my favourite caller of all time that we've ever had on this show.
Yeah, from her list of no-nos, mm-hmm. she may be single with you just for a little while. Just saying.
Also, we talked to Tamil, who is from the RSPCA. They had a great campaign happening over this weekend. So if you're listening this weekend, you still have time to take advantage of this.
Yeah, right through till Sunday the 23rd, they're doing $29 adoptions. Mm. Any animal in their shelter, all it costs is $29 to adopt it.
Yeah, all the details are in the catch-up. Thank you so much for downloading. We'll catch you next week.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Sam Felt, Rani, Post Malone, Hit 105.9, Getting Up with Mike and Gia, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, Orange.
I love dogs, and I love going and having a wander through the RSPCA on William Street here in Orange.
Yeah, we volunteered there for our bucket list.
We did indeed, because there's so many animals that need good homes, and this weekend they are doing something very special to try to combat the amount of animals they have in the shelter at the moment. To tell us all about it, we have Tamil from the Orange RSPCA shelter. Now, Tamil, what's happening this weekend?
Yeah, so we have a very exciting promotion. It's called Clear the Shelters. So it's a $29 sale.
$29 to adopt a pet this weekend.
Gia, how many dogs do you want?
Well, I've got quite a bit of money in my bank account. Well, 29 times 20, how many? I could probably get 10 dogs.
10 dogs?
No. We are advocating responsible adoption,
yes.
of course. But if you've been looking for a furry friend, this could be for you. Now, this Clear the Shelters promotion that you guys run, it's been really successful in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year we actually got rid of 736 animals over the weekend.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
So this $29, what is included in that?
So all of our pets come de-sexed, microchip vaccinated, flea and worm treated. Our dogs are fully behavioural assessed as well, so we make sure they're a good fit for the family.
And for anyone who hasn't looked into adopting from the RSPCA before, what is the actual normal amount of money you might look at to adopt a pet compared to this $29?
Yeah, so the normal price for an adult dog would be $385. Our puppies go for $415. Our kittens are $220 and our adult cats are $150. So it's a really big save.
It's massive savings. So if you have been considering it and maybe the cost has been holding you back, this is your opportunity to get involved.
It's a great opportunity, and it's always important to try and, yeah, clear the shelters because they do become overcrowded a lot of the time.
Yeah, sad but true. How many pets have you got at the RSP at the moment, RSPCA at the moment, that you'd be looking to find homes for?
Yeah, so we actually have 16 cats, 20 dogs, one guinea pig and one rooster.
Cool. Can we get a rooster for the show?
That could be roosters would be fantastic wake-up alarms.
At 6 a.m., we start the show with a rooster.
Oh, love it.
Well, there are so many pets that need loving homes. If you're considering going and adopting one, definitely check out the RSPCA this weekend. It starts today and runs right through Sunday.
And if you can find a better use for a rooster than what we were just discussing, probably for the best, you take the rooster.
But we won't argue. We'll let you have it, that's for sure. It's on William Street, the RSPCA Orange Shelter. Tamil, thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Reton, Oliver Heldens, Turn Me On, Hit 105.9, Getting Up with Mike and G at 7:39.
Do you have any dating profile no-nos?
A few, yes.
Like if you see it on somebody else's profile, you go no-no, or if you think to put it on your own, you go, nah, I can't put that up.
Kind of both. I mean, if you wouldn't put it on your own dating profile, then you wouldn't swipe.
Accept it on someone else's.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, what are your no-nos?
I mean, I have a few. Like if you don't have a picture of yourself...
Oh, like if they're just random shots of like a car,
or of like a hill, or something, or a beach, or something.
Well, that's obviously a big red flag.
Yeah, the fact that there's no face pic is a problem,
especially with filters and things these days. If they're not even putting up a picture at all, you're like, dear God, what are they hiding?
Exactly, and also I'm thinking, if it's all group shots, I'm okay with. Are like one or two group shots amongst the, what, like eight or nine photos that you can have.
Yeah.
But if you haven't got a single photo, if it's just you, that's another red flag for me.
Well, yeah, because you've got to do like a maths equation of going, well, that person was in that photo and in that one, but not in that one.
One of these things is the same.
Oh, classic. Well, funny you bring that up, actually, because I came across an article about a list of no-nos for dating profile apps that if you have it, you might want to reconsider. And group shots was on the list.
Okay, yeah. Totally against group shots. It's just that if your only pictures are group shots.
Okay, well, also on this list was unnecessary filters.
Yeah.
I.e. that dog face one that chicks think they look cute with.
I see, yeah.
Linking your Instagram.
Oh.
Like on Tinder and things like that, how you can link your Insta. They're saying, nah, don't do that. It's just signalling the fact that you're just looking for more followers.
Oh, see, I thought linking Instagram shows that you're actually a real person. Like, this is actually me.
Well, this article claimed that, no, it's just because you want to be, try to be Insta famous and you're like, oh, if I put some semi-good looking photos, maybe all the boys might start following my Insta.
Okay, well, that's not why I do it.
So. This one also flagged too many selfies as being a no-go.
Okay, so you can't have group shots, but you then also can't have too many selfies.
Yes, it needs to be a fine balance.
So it needs to be a photo of you, not a self photo of you.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
That's so, like, a fine line.
You know, you actually go out and interact with other human beings that might take a photo of you. That indicates that.
Sure, okay.
This one I found was a little bit of a personal attack. Like, when I was back on dating apps back in the day, I was very guilty of this. Talking about loving dogs.
Yes, it's a basic thing.
What, a no-no on dating apps?
Well, if one of the first things you talk about is how much you love dogs, that signals, okay, you're just not interesting then.
Like, are you saying that I'm not interesting? Because I talk about my dog a lot.
No, but I'm saying...
A lot?
Look, sometimes, yes. But the thing is, I never saw your dating app. I never saw your dating profile, so I don't know for sure.
Well, there are people that say that having a dog in your pictures is...
Having a dog is fine, but if your about me is saying I love dogs, like, cool, so do... Like, I like sunshine.
Well,
great.
I mean, I don't have a dating app at the moment, but even my bio on Insta says long-distance dog mum.
Why do I do a show with you?
I'm so lucky I've found someone, because according to this list, I would probably fail. But, I mean, it brings up the question of what are the dating app no-nos of people of Orange in the Central West?
Because, I mean, like, that's just an article. Like, we've all got personal ones.
Yeah, I mean, you said group shots. For me, it's if there's any kind of fishing or motocross photos.
Ooh, dead animals is a big one.
Oh, my gosh. I was on Tinder when I was single back in the day in Dunedoo. Every second person's photo was of them pigging. And I'm like, that is not attractive to a woman.
No,
I don't want to see you with a dead pig. It's foul. Big dating app no-no.
Yeah.
We want you to call in and share yours. 13, 12, 16. You could be walking away with a Duntry League voucher for the funniest dating app no-no.
Lizzo, Ariana Grande, Good As Hell, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and G at 7:49.
And we're talking dating profile no-nos, because I came across an article that sort of laid out things that if you are doing them, you need to take them out of your profile, because people would be swiping left on you for show.
Yeah.
And these included things like unnecessary filters, too many selfies, too many group photos, and also talking about loving dogs, which, you know what, to me, that would be a turn on, but okay.
I still say that's just basic. That doesn't tell me anything about you. That just says, cool, you don't like dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But you have your own dating profile no-no.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of the too many group photos, and also the no actual photos of yourself. Like, yeah, you're just taking photos of sunrises and stuff.
Yeah, whereas I have a very, very vile reaction whenever I see a photo of fishing, pigging, or motocross. Just dead animals.
It's
in
wrong.
General, and yeah, motocross I'm not fans of, personally.
We do have Sarah on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, do you have any dating profile no-nos?
Okay, you ready? There's a few.
Okay. Throw them at us. I'll see if I'm an offender.
Okay. Well, the obvious is group photos, dumb. Pictures of kids, dumb. I hate it when they say in their bio, love to laugh. I mean, duh, everyone loves to laugh. That's so annoying. I instantly swipe left. I don't really like snakes at all, so guys have a tendency to have pictures with holding snakes, disgusting. Bye. A picture of your ute, a picture of your motorbike, a picture of the sunset. It's just dumb, all of it.
I love all of those things.
So how's dating life going for you?
Yeah, I'm very single.
Dating might not be going great for you, but I think you've earned a lot of friends here on the show today.
I love Sarah so much. Sarah, I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you so much for calling. You absolute legend. Sorry. You have got a voucher to Duntry League.
Oh, thank you.
You are very welcome. Visitors and community members always welcome at Duntry League.
Sarah might be my all-time favourite caller that we've had.
Potentially. Yeah. She set a really high bar.
Yeah, she really did.
Oh, that is amazing.
Oh, like, so I can't. If you ever swipe past a Sarah here in Orange,
yeah, just accept.
Just double check your profile, and if you tick any of those boxes, maybe just swipe left. There's no point. Pink Trouble, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. Matchbox 20 on Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 8:23.
And there was a TV show filming here in Orange yesterday.
Yeah, just a little show called
They were doing a bit of a piece to show off the wonderfulness that is Orange and the Central West. It's a bit of, you know, trying to push that buy from the bush thing that's happening at the moment.
Absolutely.
And we just thought, well, how cool would it be to go and see a TV show be filmed? So we actually sought out the getaway crew.
We found that we got their itinerary.
Yeah, and we went and met them at Racine Bakery yesterday. Got to have a chat with David Rain, the presenter. You've been in the Central West for a couple of days. What have you seen while you've been here?
Greenery.
Yeah, it's been nice, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know there's a long way to go. I know you've all been suffering from a hellish drought, but it's nice to see a little greenery. I mean, I know more rain is needed, but for our selfish purposes, it's always nicer to shoot a green countryside than a brown one.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
We have had a little bit of rain recently. It's made everything look better, but obviously there's a long way to go, unfortunately.
Which is the reason why we're here. We're encouraging people to come out to the countryside. Because, you know, in the cities, the news has been about droughts and about bushfires.
Yes.
Now we want to say, don't be discouraged from visiting. It's it's great. It's always been great and still great.
But you've ticked off quite a few places, Dubbo, and now you've come to Orange as
well. Yeah, Dubbo, we were out at the zoo there. We did the Banjo Paterson Way, animals on bikes. We're doing a story about buy from the bush. You know, we're trying to encourage people to come back out to the countryside. Mm-hmm. We're doing sort of a story about local produce, orange being the food bowl of New South Wales. We've been busy.
Yeah.
That's why we're here now at the front of Racine Bakery.
Yeah. Best bakery. They do amazing croissants.
Well, apparently the world's best, according to them.
Are you going to get to taste test them in a second?
Yeah, let me be the judge of that.
All right. Yeah. But you guys still have so much more to do. Where else are you heading?
We went up to Angus Barrett's Saddlery. Mm-hmm. What an amazing place that is. We're going to go out to Nashdale Winery. We've been out to Huntley Berry Farm. We're going out to Spilt Milk Bar.
New gelato shop. It's relatively new here. It's a big buzz here. We all love our gelato.
Yeah.
And now, it must be great for you to get to come out to places like the Central West and really get to see all of these regional towns thriving, right?
Yeah, and Orange is fantastic. Orange is beautiful. I've been out here before, but I'd forgotten how beautiful Orange is. It's a really delightful, beautiful little hub, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Might move out here.
We'd be more than happy to accommodate that,
I mean,
David.
We did, so.
Yeah, and it's been the best decision we've ever made. We could definitely advocate for that. But see, here's the thing. I was really disappointed in you the other week because you failed to get us on TV.
You mean disappointed in me because security took your sign from me?
I gave you a sign to take to Eurovision to get in the background of TV. You failed.
I got on TV, though.
We thought, wouldn't it be great to try to get in the background of the getaway show?
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, but it wasn't worth a shot because we didn't get on the show.
What?
We weren't in the background.
We thought we were out the front of the Racine for a little while.
I'm highly doubtful that we were in the background of any of it. But the great thing is, you know how they were going to Spilt Milk after Racine?
Yeah.
I have actually dropped off one of my Stars of Orange donation boxes there.
Oh,
and it has a photo of me on it.
There you go.
I might be in the background of Getaway.
There you go. We'll see how that pans out. We'll check as soon as it airs.
Yes, 100% yes.
Regard, ride it, hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
And now we need to know how the weather is going to go, not only this weekend, but more specifically today, because we have our Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer charity car wash happening at Pete's.
Yeah.
Now, the only person that could fill us in on all this, of course, is our weather expert, Gavin Morris. Good morning.
Mike here, good morning, Friday. And look, there's a little bit of cloud coming in from the west, but it's mid to high level cloud and it should not have or impede your car wash. So there's nothing really going to be produced from it, even though you've got the cloud coming in. But yeah, as I said, it's high level cloud and not enough moisture in it, or mid to high to produce rain. So you'll get away with it. Fairly comfortable temperatures as well. You won't be like sweating it out, you know. It's just kind of, you know, comfy temperatures in the mid 20s there. So not too bad at all. And it's good, you know, because you don't like the full on sun either when you wash your car. So it's about perfect car washing weather, really, isn't it?
I think so. I definitely do. Well, that's good news for today and for tonight with the night markets happening at Robertson Park.
Absolutely. But also, I mean, earlier this week, we had a storm come through that gave us almost 40 mils of rain in one hit, sorely needed. Is there any rain on the horizon?
Look, you know, we're back into a bit of a dry phase now, really comfortable temperatures. It's almost had a bit of a feel of autumn to it now. I mean, all of the kind of tumultuous, over-the-top weather has settled dramatically now. It was a crazy over-the-top start to 2020. There's no doubt about that, where we just, you know, pretty much had everything thrown at us. And then that incredible storm front that went through, that was quite extraordinary. 800,000 lightning strikes recorded across New South Wales. It was a massive line and it really produced some pretty rock solid totals as high as 60-70 millimeters, and it did come down inland as well. And so the whole start of the year went out with the bang with that storm system, in fact. So we're back into a bit of a settled phase, and this mid to high level cloud will pass through during today, and it's a relatively fine weekend, so it's looking really, really comfortable. A little bit cooler overnight and during those mornings, and mostly maxing out into the mid 20s and then creeping up there. And there's a little bit of shower activity. There's a little bit of a system that's coming down from the north, delivering some follow-up falls, mostly to northern New South Wales, and then a little bit for us potentially in the middle of next week. But those numbers are very, very small, very limited. So, yeah, no big inland rain events. Central Australia is
still a dust bowl. The drought very much rages on, and it's a little bit touch and go at the moment, really, because even though we've had some very nice rain and it's really green out over so much of eastern Australia now, over the Great Dividing Range, Tablelands, Western Slopes, and even out across the plains, but we're teetering on the brink. We really still need that big inland rain event to have a more significant impact on our major catchments and also to settle the dust throughout Australia's heartland and red centre. So we're there. It's certainly improved a great deal, and it's a positive energy, and, you know, just so much has changed. And thank heavens the heat waves and the bushfires are over for now. But we still, you know, can enjoy what we've got and the weather that's headed our way. But, yeah, we still need something to occur as we move towards autumn or into autumn more so.
Well, here's hoping that some of that rain that we've had recently can continue in the near future. Gavin Morris, our weather expert, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the conditions.
The Pussycat Dolls on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. And hey, if you're a Hit VIP, you could be seeing the Pussycat Dolls on our world famous rooftop. But you do have to be a Hit VIP. Become one at hit.com.au.
Very excited because we are almost done for the day.
Yes.
If you did miss the show, you can get the catch up, hit.com.au, or download the Hit app. But after this, the job doesn't end.
No, it does not.
We have a busy day for a Friday. We're not kicking back and, you know, knocking off early for the day.
A different job happens.
Yeah, because we are going to be raising funds for the Cancer Council at my Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer car wash.
Yes.
It's happening at Pete's. So what's going to go down is Mike and I are going to be there from 10:30 until 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And all the cars that go through the auto wash in that time, the money you've paid for your wash will not go to Pete's. It will go to the Cancer Council.
Yeah, all of it, which is incredibly generous of Pete.
Oh, totally. I could not thank him enough for getting on board. Mm. But we locked this in and launched it on Monday that this was happening, and straight away we got a suggestion in on the Hit 105.9 social pages from Peter. We got a comment from Peter who had a great idea because you were so keen to get behind me and get me into the lineup for the Stars of Orange. He thought, since now I'm going to be making a spectacle of myself,
yeah, right,
that it's only fair that you maybe make a spectacle of yourself at the car wash.
I don't see how that makes sense at all.
He reckons you should wear a mankini.
Yeah, that's 100% not happening.
No?
No, not happening.
No to the mankini?
And I'm not even just doing it for a bit. No, I'm not doing that.
So you were not a fan?
That was legitimately, I've never been so vehemently against something than other when I heard the Maths was relaunching.
But, well, then Lisa called in from McAtire here in Orange. It's a costume shop that she runs and offered to costume us for the car wash.
Which I was all about. I'm not against costuming. I was against the mankini.
I think none of us really wanted to see that in reality anyway.
No, I don't even want to see that.
But it seems like people want to see us in costume because yesterday we went there, tried on three different things.
Yeah, we were thinking duos. These stuff that, like, you know, they go together with costumes. So we had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costume.
Mm-hmm.
I was Michelangelo, obviously.
Because it's Michael, yeah. Yep.
We also had Buzz Lightyear and Jesse from Toy Story.
Yep.
And then we also had Batman and Robin.
And over the last 24 hours, we have been letting people vote on our social pages for which costume they want to see us at the car wash, washing cars at Pete's Inn.
Yeah, and we've had a ton of votes. We've had well over 100 votes.
We have, and I've crunched every single one of those numbers, and we do have a result.
Oh, God. I have one that I'm kind of hoping is that we do.
Okay. Well, 65% of Orange in the Central West want to see us dressed as Jesse and Buzz.
That's not terrible. That's not terrible.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. And can't you just imagine how much the kids will love it coming along to Pete's car wash between 10:30 and 1. You'll get to see Jesse and Buzz from Toy Story.
I was hoping for Batman and Robin, but that's fine. I'm okay with being Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, good. You want to get okay with it because we're going to be doing it in literally an hour and a half. Come see us at Pete's car wash. All the funds from the auto wash are going to be going to the Cancer Council.
Absolutely. So make sure you come by and see us from 10:30 today. Pete's car wash, all the funds going to the Cancer Council to infinity and beyond.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm already in character. R&B Fridays kicks off next. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.